Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the Good Day program now with a focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding, and your thoughts, because we have social media commentary in here that Jay will bring us into in a little bit. But we go through the charts by the numbers from this past week, November 28th to December the 2nd. Jay Kirster, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, who normally joins us, Jennifer Horn, is unavailable this week. So we will take upon ourselves here, Jay, the important task of getting to the actual rhyme and reason, hopefully, for some of the things that
people are in the news.
Yeah, right, exactly. And why the stories are important. And you can contribute, by the way, if you'd like, on our social media standings, the social media, what's the better word for the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter, it's at, it's Good Day On Air. You can also participate by going to gooddayshow.com. That's where all the charts are listed, along with the talkers.com website. So at number 10 on the story list, I think this is very appropriate. We spent a good deal of time on the Good Day program this week talking about Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, what she contributed to American, and not just to American pop culture, but to the world of music.
Yeah.
And the world of music is for the world. Fleetwood Mac, one of the great, not good, but great performing groups. All of these people that are in there are artists, and McVie was one of those.
Known.
Yeah.
Just very deserving of all of their accolades.
Yep, right. There's something, you make love and fun. Everything, I've heard that song so many times since the other day when she passed away. But it's a great song. Isn't that fun? Think about it. You make love and fun. Number 9, the World Cup. Man, what a fiasco. What in the world is going on with all of this hoopla? And it mostly starts with the Iranians and then goes uphill, downhill, side hill from there. And it goes on. This thing seems like it's been going on forever. How long has this actually been going on, the World Cup series? And is it this long every year?
Just since the end of last week, really, because you have the different groups, then they have to get down to 16 teams, and then it becomes the knockout until there is one left standing.
So as we do this program, there is a bit of controversy and a question about why Japan's goal against Spain stood despite appearing, and I'm looking at a picture of this and some of the video, it went out of bounds, out of play, so to say. They were playing in Qatar. This dumped Germany out of the World Cup. Japan scored it to take the lead during its 2-1 win over Spain. So I don't know why would the win over Spain dump the Germans out? I guess that the Germans, I don't get how they score all of this stuff. And maybe I'm not supposed to, but
Was this still with the group play? Because it's a point system. So if they were getting more points from their game.
And
like I've said this week, I'm so bad at this because
Much better than I am at it.
Much better. So if they were still, if they hadn't fully made it to their 16 round yet, then that they probably were kicked out because of the point system.
All right. Got it. Thank you. That was very good. All right, next up at number 8, counting down toward number 1, the situation in Ukraine. The Russians are getting their hats handed to them in a manner of speaking. I don't know, other than the sort of one-upsmanship, a way Ukrainian can say, a small country, 56 million people? 56 million people live in Ukraine versus, I think, about 230 million live in Russia, And so, the Russian population is less than ours, even though they cover a lot more ground. The country's a lot bigger, but it's a horrible place, between Siberia and basically places in southern Russia, not bad. That's why they want to get a hold of Ukraine, because of the ability that they have to grow certain crops well there. They have lots of assets.
Putin's desire to do up the Soviet Union again and be the one to do so.
Right. Yeah. No, he's not going to be able to do that, I'm telling you for sure. Okay, let's see here. At number 7, the relationship between Twitter and Apple. So I see that Elon Musk has said that he squashed the beef he had with Tim Cook, who is the fellow that runs Apple. After they said they had a productive meeting, Elon says he met with Tim Cook. They enjoyed a tour of Apple together in California, their headquarters. And then they got down to brass tacks.
Mm-hmm. Called the whole thing a misunderstanding about potentially being removed from the App Store.
Uh-huh. Remember, Elon went nuclear on Apple to begin the week, though.
Elon, the way he tweets is very reminiscent of former President Trump.
Yeah.
Where it almost feels like anything that comes to his mind is coming out his fingertips.
Well, under the circumstances. No, it's not. It's thought-provoking. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And so he apparently tagged Tim Cook's account on Twitter, and that got a response. They sat down. Elon says Tim was clear that Apple never considered removing Twitter from the App Store.
Mm-hmm. So where that misunderstanding came from, we don't know. But here's one of the fascinating things. If you are not familiar with Twitter, when you tweet something out, there's a little thing at the bottom of that tweet that says which device you are using, and pretty much all of Elon's tweets come from an iPhone.
Uh-huh. So there you go. There's a reason in and of itself, right? To make sure things are good. All right, let's see here. Number 6 is China. All right. So the Chinese are having a tough time, and they deserve every bit of the problem. They're doing the whole business about restrictions, the COVID restrictions. The government has showed a willingness. Well, no, they're buckling into all the protests from people far and wide in China who are sick. They're finally getting the information about COVID and what it did to the Chinese economy. And the fact that it started there, the fact that it was planted in the world arena, the world stage by them, they were up to no good. And now 2.5 or 3 years later, they're being caught with the leadership of China with their pants down. And so now all of the nationwide protests calling for the removal of Xi, the president, the fact that China has very low vaccine rates, and that's what the people who are protesting say, we want to have the vaccine. You're not making it available because you're making it and selling it elsewhere around the world. So this brings into question a lot of things. Doesn't it really, when you get down to brass tacks?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why are we having the vaccines?
Irony.
Yeah, exactly. Very ironical. But why are the vaccines made there? Because the drug companies want to have them made where they're cheap so they can make more money. Are they ever going to think about anything but the bottom line? There's got to be more to life and to how we live than always looking for the bottom line. At some point, you got to look for quality, not quantity. Do the bean counters that run all these corporations, not only here in America, but around the world, they see that? And apparently people are beginning to see it because the economy in China is suffering because of what they created with COVID. Duh. Anyway, I don't know, I find the whole thing is they're vulnerable. It's too bad the people have to pay. Maybe this is the takeaway. Too bad the people have to pay, in some cases with their lives, because of the scurrilous nature of their no-good leadership. And, the continuing focus on how the Chinese government says, we can be communists and capitalists at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? I guess
they believe they can.
They have.
They've successfully. So much censorship happening too.
Yeah, censorship is what people are railing against as well, and unemployment. I mean, it's the country's in turmoil, and it doesn't get played up for some reason in our news media, and even in the world stage. This doesn't hasn't been played up. It's now because there's so much of it, it can't be ignored. But how long have we been talking about it? The little bits and pieces that I've pulled out of things like the Epoch Times, but elsewhere, of what was going on. It just seems nobody wanted to tell the story because they're all afraid of big, bad China. Maybe I'm not smart enough to be afraid of big, bad China, the big Chinese bear, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see the story this week? Did we talk about this on the air or off the air about the bear? There's a movie, a true movie that Elizabeth Banks has produced and directed about a bear who is addicted to cocaine.
Oh,
Did you see that?
What's it called? It's like Cocaine Bear or something like
that,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah,
right.
It's the true story of this bear that just got into some cocaine and ran wild. I don't recall talking about this specific story, the real story, but I do know that we discussed a similar, somewhat similar story. It wasn't cocaine, but it was some kind of honey that was cross-pollinated
laced
with some psychedelic flowers or something like that.
It was some meth. I think it was meth.
So it was something.
That sounds scary as hell.
You kind of situation, and a bear got into it and was just basically like stoned off its behind in sitting in the back of a truck, like a tailgate of a truck.
Yeah, I have great respect and regard for Elizabeth Banks. I think she's a good actress. She's a good television host.
And she's
obviously
smart.
Very smart.
She's highly educated.
Yeah, she grew up in Western Mass. She's from Pittsfield. And so she was trying everything. She's been television, been in a lot of movies. She's produced movies, directed movies, the last Charlie's Angels movie, but she's done something even since then. And now this bear thing. She was in a movie, I know what it was. There was a movie that came out a month or so ago about a woman suffering from breast cancer. And she was the star of that. It was very provocative. It didn't get as usual. It was like a Netflix thing. So they didn't want to put it out in the theaters. They'd rather have people watch it at home. Don't get me going on that. You talk about going bananas with the story of Netflix and Apple TV and all that stuff. Okay, well, we've got lots of food for thought here at 18 after. This is the Good Day Overview. What's going on in News Talk Radio?
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our late in the week overview. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio? Comments and thoughts regarding some of the stories of the week on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. I wonder if Elon Musk looks at our Twitter account. What do you think? Big time if he does.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, especially if we were to tweet at him, use his handle in a tweet. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I'm a little afraid of him. I've been a little too nervous to tweet at him.
Oh, come on.
Trying to get us banned or anything.
Oh, come on. All right. So
his minions on us.
Yeah. All right. People and their thoughts on the charts this week. Will you please go through some of these with us so we can acknowledge the folks that took the time to respond to some of our questions and to think about some of the issues of the week, Jay?
Yes. John Johnsy asks, how is Adam Schiff not brought up on charges for lying to Congress during Trump's impeachment?
Well, because there are so many other people who have lied that there would be a forever. It would be like forever in court. Adam Schiff is a gas bag. And if you acknowledge him, you see, you give these people too much power. That's the problem. The news media gives them more power than they have. He's a gas bag phony. And you just understand that when anything comes out of his mouth, he's an advocate for his own positions on things. And so with that in mind, you know, you just kind of, okay, so what? Next. Mm-hmm. All right, so next.
Next. Teddy Cosmos says, yay, formerly known as Kanye West, and Fuentes is an obvious setup with Mitch and Pelosi at the helm. They are taking advantage of someone who is mentally ill.
That's nonsense. Nobody's taking advantage of anything. This guy puts himself out there. Why does, Mr. Cosmos, why do you think that everything is all about how bad Pelosi, well, the leadership, I'm certainly happy to take shots at any of these culprits, but
these two things are related.
No, not at all. Okay,
well,
next.
He's definitely encouraged to act a certain way because he still has such a fan base. And he refuses to get help for his mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Terry Seavey says the protests in China, Russia's invasion on Ukraine, and the World Cup happenings are the only news stories that matter right now.
Really? Isn't that interesting? China, mm-hmm. I'm with him on that. The invasion, yep, I'm with him on that. I don't think you don't have a hat trick here, sir, with me. The World Cup doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
A hat trick.
But to a lot of people it does. That's why people are paying attention to it. Yeah. All right, what's Melody got on her mind?
All right, now, missing from the charts is the story of the uber-expensive fashion house Balenciaga being struck down for its hideous ad campaign featuring little children 3 or 4 years old in sexualized poses.
Yeah.
Why is this not on the list?
Yeah.
There are children holding these bondage-dressed bears. This is how babies and children become victims and pedophiles. Who are the victims of pedophiles who prey on the innocent, and I hope Balenciaga fails. This is something that we've discussed throughout the week, but it's not on the charts.
It is not, and maybe it's because we take a different approach to a lot of the stories. This is not a political story, and many, if not most, of the things that register on the charts have to do with political people and issues, that sort of thing, coming
Even
and going.
The World Cup has underlying political information to it.
Right.
News.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Does anybody still care if public figures get COVID?
Yeah, that's the question. Bill Clinton said that he has a mild case. Susan Aspiotes says some things should be private, and even celebrity/public figures deserve this. A lot of times they're the ones putting this out there, kind of seems to serve their own agenda of whether or not to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Jeff Schmidt says, of course we care, but do we need to hear about it every time? I think it's considered old hat at this point, and there are obviously more impending issues that we should be addressing.
All right. There they are, some of your thoughts. Thanks for sharing. Keep sharing on our social media here on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A three-judge federal appeals court panel in Atlanta ruled that the special master's review process that oversaw the Justice Department's use of non-classified evidence collected earlier this year at Donald Trump's Florida residence must end. The unanimous decision from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit reversed the decision of Judge Eileen Cannon, a federal judge from Florida who granted Trump's request for a review and appointed semi-retired federal judge Raymond Deary of New York as an independent arbitrator or special master to sift through the documents for any that may be subject to claims of privilege by the former president. The ruling goes into effect in 7 days. This is USA Radio News.
With the PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh. Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Christmas is in the air. That doesn't take away from our discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. As we get closer to Christmas, it'll be more of a part. I'm sure that week of Christmas, it becomes part of the story list from Talkers Magazine, which is what we're going through. Jay Kirshner and I, Jennifer's not with us this week. We're sort of mingling in among the stories. Sometimes this is a companion hour to the piece that I do with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He is here with us every week as well, talking about some of these things and the ancillary stuff going on in the world of news talk radio. Number five item this week is a discussion of the student loan program, the forgiveness of it, and I think we've covered that fairly well, mostly because of my angst about it. You think that's true, Jay? We talk about more things because I'm...
Yeah, and I feel like we kind of keep echoing it. It's like a broken record because we keep saying the same thing where it sounds good in theory and it's...
Yeah.
It's, obviously, it's good for whoever can take advantage of it, who needs it. That's wonderful, but it does not fix what the issue actually is.
Nope. It doesn't. It doesn't fix it at all. I don't know. There's some, most of all that needs to be said has been said. So I kind of want to bounce to the people list for a moment, because at number five, I should probably go through the list just quickly. Christine McVie is at 10, Elon Musk and Tim Cook tied for number 9, Stuart Rhodes is at 8, Adam Schiff is at 7, Ron DeSantis is 6. Number 5, tie between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. Herschel Walker more and more appears to be someone who is a distance from the truth, much as anything else. And I thought one of the interesting parts of the story that came out of Georgia this week, Jay, was the fact that the lieutenant governor said he didn't vote for either one of them. Which is, his name is Jeff Duncan. He's the outgoing lieutenant governor of Georgia. He's a Republican, but he said that he couldn't find any reason to vote for Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock. That's an amazing statement. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Exactly. Yeah. Good for them, because you know what? Too often we are voting for, we're not voting to put somebody in office. We're voting to keep somebody out of office.
And that's
just awful.
Yep. He said, I was thinking about it. I was going in to vote, and then I sat and thought about it for an hour or so, and then I went in to vote. But that tells you, and I think this is it. When are the people running? You see, the parties themselves, that mechanism that has a stranglehold on the reality of how elections are conducted. Most people, when you look at the polls or in circumstances like ours, when we talk to folks or they're sharing their thoughts with us on social media after we've talked about something on the air, this whole business of the Electoral College to a point, but more the confusion that surrounds, it's like people feel, and I think they're right, that the leaders of the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party and the Democratic National Committee and the party are purposely trying to confuse and misuse their authority to screw up the election process to get it to go in their favor. That's how much control they have, way too much control over a process that should be 100%. The American public should be guaranteed that their vote, this is a sacred right of Americans. And to have it footballed around like these GD politicians are doing to try to get a strangle. And I mean, that woman, Carrie Lake, who says before the election, the egomaniac that she is, if I don't win, it'll be a crooked election. Who the hell are you?
Ahead of time. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but back to what is going on in Georgia. Neither of these candidates, and I think I said this early on, neither of them are special in any way. Neither of them have any real good grasp of the issues or have a good reason for being a senator, except I want to be. Right. I want to be famous. I want to be well known. Mm-hmm. Do I want to serve the public? You think Herschel Walker gives a damn about the people? He doesn't even live in Georgia, as it turns out. What did
you say? Apparently his rental his property in Georgia was put up as a rental property last year or the year before. But also think about all these people who look at athletes or other celebrities who are not in politics, who try to throw their hat in the ring or say how they feel about certain things. And people are always like, shut up and do what your main job is, or shut up and play this sport or whatnot. And where are those people regarding Herschel Walker? Because he's a football player.
Yeah. There. Well, if you're a particular party and it's news radio oriented, news talk radio oriented, they get a pass. Oh, he's a wonderful, imagine how wonderful it is to have a black man as a major Republican candidate. Why should it make any difference whether he's black or white? Why should it make any difference whether he was a football player or not? He's not qualified. And then you could say, well, what qualifies him? I think being able to tell the truth is probably one thing. It's like I've said about Fetterman in Pennsylvania. He's not qualified to be a senator either. And you can say, well, who are you to say that? I'm telling you, if I was in Pennsylvania, I wouldn't have voted for either of those two guys either. I would probably have leaned toward voting for Dr. Oz, because I think he's pretty smart. He's made a few gaps. That's not true. I probably would have voted for Oz if I lived in Pennsylvania. But I wouldn't vote for either of these two boobs that are in Georgia by any stretch of the imagination. I'd have left it blank or I'd have written Jay Kirshner's name in.
Well,
she's more qualified.
You.
Yeah.
I have written Nope, N-O-P-E, as write-in before, because when voting for somebody who was running unopposed.
Yeah.
And there was nobody else to really write in. It was like, you know what? Just we don't need a mayor.
No.
No mayor is better than that mayor.
Right. Again, remember the stories of the dog that got elected someplace in Montana as the mayor?
Yes.
Now that sounds like an answer to the problem right there. Okay, so let's see here. Kevin McCarthy, he's on the people list. What more can you say about him? He's another one of these phony balonies that is just looking for a chance to wear his $1,000 suit. Okay, number three on the list is Kanye West. And I'm not sure there's anything else to be said about this. People try to couple it with the number one on the stories list, which is Trump and what's going on with him. But there's not much that hasn't been said about Kanye West, whether it's individually or the fact that he brought Nick Fuentes to lunch. And Trump seems to be, and all the people who support him are trying to come up with a backpack. I love listening to a couple of talk radio hosts this week try to cover this up. You sound foolish. There's no covering up that this guy is a jerk, Fuentes. He's a jerk. And not only that doesn't just disqualify him from speaking to to a potential president of the United States, but people who deny the Holocaust or people who are anti-Semitic like that, how do they have a place on the stage? They represent a thought. A lot of people, unfortunately, agree with them. I say unfortunately because this isn't about anti-Semitism as much as it is anti-historical. It's maybe a combination of both. And maybe, Nick, do yourself a favor. Watch Schindler's List. You know, go find a copy of it and watch it. Or find it playing on TV someplace. At any rate, all right, so I'm getting worked up. So maybe.
Hopefully so, too.
Yeah, I just think this guy has no reason for occupying time and space and taking oxygen out of the room. Maybe that's it. At any rate, we'll pause for a moment here. You're listening to our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, based on the charts published and prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, and now the list of the stories for this last week in November, first part of December, from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can always find these stories listed both at the GoodDayShow.com website and Talkers.com. At number 10, no surprise here, the world has reacted, the music world and the world in general, to the passing of Christine McVie. Number 9, all the hubbub about the World Cup. Number 8, the war. Number 7, Twitter and Apple. And do they forgive and forget and move on? China, number 6. The Respect for Marriage Act being passed, number 5. January 6th, 4. The economy, number 3. The new leaders of both parties in Congress being discussed in lots of places you can imagine, number 2. And Trump in 24, number 1. Unbelievable. Those are the stories.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's have a look at the people list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the passing of Christine McVie puts her in the number 10 spot on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. Elon Musk at number 9, sort of tied with Tim Cook regarding the Twitter-Apple situation. Stuart Rhodes, number 8. Adam Schiff is 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. The two running for the door, if you will, in Georgia, the senatorial candidates, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. A lot of new information about Mr. Walker this week. That's number 5. Kevin McCarthy is number 4. I'll call him by his real name. Maybe I should not even call him anything. Maybe we shouldn't have Kanye West on the list, but he's there. Donald Trump is two, and Joe Biden is one. That's the story, or that's the people list here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 at the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with opinions, stories. Well, you know what we didn't, I just forgot a minute or two ago when we were talking about what's going on with Elon Musk. If you didn't hear this, he suspended Kanye from Twitter after Kanye posted a swastika.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten about that. Another way. So, under the circumstances, are we giving, with all the attention, it seems the news media loves to make an example, or to, in a sense, pick on somebody. I mean, you can make that argument about Trump because
mm-hmm.
he's
like a dog with a bone.
Yeah, he's a good foil for people who want to exercise control over what you think. I don't need you to tell me what to think about Donald Trump. I don't need you to tell me what to think about Kanye West. It's pretty obvious without all the editorializing, even in the way they place these stories. The New York Times is notorious for putting their advocacy pieces on the front page and trying to have you think that it's news. All the news mm-hmm. that fit to print, baloney. All it is a rat pack of poisonous positions on things, and it's just, ay, man.
Well, also, it depends on the person, not what they're doing, because look at Kanye West. He is still in the news. I heard a Kanye West song on the radio the other day, and Morgan Wallen, I'm not a fan of Morgan Wallen, I'm not defending him, I'm just pointing this out, that he called one of his friends a racial slur, and he was essentially put in a cancel culture timeout for a year.
Yep. Well, and listen, it doesn't always have to make sense, does it? The Joe Biden position as number one on the people is pretty obvious that it is what it is. It's always number one, or he is pretty much all the time. The guest for the first state dinner that Joe Biden had for Mr. Macron, the leader of France, 330 people were invited to the White House for a dinner. Pretty interesting list of folks who were invited. I wasn't invited, and you weren't invited, right?
Oh, I was. I had RSVP now. I had other obligations.
Really? Sorry about that. Everybody's talking about the dress that Jill Biden wore and the gown that Mrs. Macron wore. This is the governors who were there and the stars. Julie Louis-Dreyfus was there. And Stephen Colbert, one of the biggest phonies in the world, was there. So why does he get invited and I don't? It's, you know, it just shows you, or you don't. It just shows you that if you're on the side, and this is, I guess this is the way it's played. You know, you listen to Stephen Colbert every night, wasting your time and everybody else's with his blah, blah, blah. And the fact that he's a big liberal and a supporter of Joe Biden. Okay, let's make sure he's on the list. We want all of them who support. Man, that's the way it works. You got the bully pulpit? Yep. Robin Roberts, the anchor from Good Morning America, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see who else was there. Jennifer Garner, John Legend. Let's see, the guy who's the president of the Navajo Nation. I didn't know they had a president. Did you? No, there was a separate president
of
the Navajo
Nation.
Oh, he showed up. Poet laureate. Let's see. Jennifer Garner was wearing velvet. It was kind of cold in New York.
Who cares what she was wearing, but at the same time, is there a bad thing anybody can say about Jennifer Garner? She is a true treasure.
Nah. Yeah, she's the best one on the list as far as I can see. Nancy Pelosi was there, and she did not sit at the same table as Kevin McCarthy. So Biden did invite at least one Republican. I know there are a bunch. There were Republicans who were there, but anyway, I just look at the comments and... apparently, Pelosi got to sit at the head table with the Bidens and the Macrons. McCarthy didn't. Nah, 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 nah. It's like, isn't it like playing in a sandbox? It's just like child's play.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Nah, 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 nah. I sit in the big table. You don't. Aye.
It's all like right, the popular kids.
Yeah. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and a gentleman who has done something very interesting and important when it comes to the world of talk radio. Jim Kreins is his name. He's created a book of compilations of articles. He's a writer for Barrett News Media. So let's start with that, Jim. Explain to folks what Barrett News Media is and what it does, if you would, please.
Well, Barrett News Media, I started with them in early or spring, and I, to be honest, I didn't know much about them, which translates to nothing. I was responding to a gig. So I started writing for Barrett, and I realized quickly they were their emphasis is sports and has been since their inception. And they started... Jason Barrett wanted to start a segue into news and start profiling news and media folks. So he was looking for a staff writer or a feature writer to come in and start exploring that area. And I think that it has grown beyond his expectations. They're launching they are launching an entirely new site called Barrett News Media as opposed to Barrett Sports Media. And as you may recall, you were one of my first interviews, and I thank you for that. And so that's pretty much what's going on right now. They're segueing into a whole new area and emphasizing the news end of it, news and talkers.
So you've written a couple of books. Talk to Me is now the book that we're talking about. It's available on Amazon. But you also have another book called On Story. And I wonder what that is about. Is it the same sort of thing? You're a story writer.
Not at all, Doug. It's called On Story Parkway, Remembering County Stadium. And it's about the old Milwaukee County Stadium. And as you recall, the old stadiums had a certain charm and character to them. Even though they were, by today's standards, you know, let's demolish that old thing. But to tell you, I've had such a wonderful outpouring of love and support of that book, and it was an Amazon bestseller for a while. And for anyone, you don't have to be necessarily a baseball fan. It takes place, anything that took place in the county stadium is in the book. And the late Henry Aaron was dedicated the book to him, and one of the last interviews he gave was with me, and I'll always be honored by that. And so really it's about Bob Hope did a gig there, WWE did a gig there, and countless concerts. So it's about anything reaching back to the 60s, 70s, and the Braves, of course, were there. in 1953 till they left for Atlanta. So a lot of history in that book and a lot of positive memories from fans, players, and local media that all contributed to the book.
All right. So that's one. That's a good story in and of itself. Let's go back to Talk to Me, the book about folks in the talk business. Who have you talked to? Or do you, maybe the better question for you, Jim, is what did you hear from some of the talk folks that you've interviewed that you didn't expect to hear?
I think you always envision, you know, like Steven Spielberg doing his little 8mm films when he's a kid, or 16mm, whatever that is. But I think the seeds of a commonality or common denominator has been that dedication to listening to someone, whether it be a DJ, because talk for a lot of these guys wasn't around when they were young. Right. And I think that, you know, just the connection to something magical, the connection to communicate, and as I was mentioning to someone yesterday, ego's always a part of it, otherwise you'd probably be doing something else. But it's also a humility in the sense that they do feel like they're serving something, and not necessarily always altruistically, but I think they feel part of a human communication, which with today's technology, we're losing a little bit of that with the cell phones and things like that. So I think everyone I've spoken to, it's kind of rung a bell with them in terms of nostalgia and reaching up to communicate to other people. So, and the intimacy of the one-on-one that the jock or the talk person is talking to that one person in the car.
Yeah, that is the way it goes. So I'm appreciative of the fact that you interviewed me early on, and I think you find I've not seen the book yet, but what I want to do is, as you were suggesting, pick out the people who don't do the same thing that everybody else does. And I think that's one of the highlights here. If you're looking for a read on the people, this is the most popular format, talk, news talk, conversation radio, on the radio, because, as you just said, there's an intimacy to it. It's a one-on-one experience. So if you're interested in the book that Jim Crines has written, it's called Talk to Me, and it's on Amazon. And Jim's name, if you're looking it up, is spelled CRYNS. Written for his Barrett News Media organization. Talk to Me. Thank you, Jim. Good to have you here on our Good Day program.
Thank you so much.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.